put Muslim life and the society. So praise be to Allah. We can never praise him enough. As we know, we told glory be to him, bukratan wa asila, in the earliest part of the day and in the end of the day. And we are told again that the shukr, the thanks, the praise is for him in this early life and also in the hereafter. And he, again, as Allah says in the Quran, huwa al-wahidul qahhar, that he is the one who exists upon perfect purity, unity, oneness, no mate, no companion, no duality of forces operating in him to preserve him. He is the one and one alone. Allah Most High says in Quran to us, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Reflect, for surely remembrance benefits the believers. Reflect. Reflect means what? To think about something. After you have it in your mind, or after you are aware of it, give it thought. Reflect means to give that thing some thought. Consider it. Weigh it. Look into it. Give it due attention. Due consideration. Due attention. فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. For surely, remembrance or reflection benefits the believer. The believer. While so many of you are gathered here today for this occasion, I believe a very sacred occasion, in my opinion. Because the Prophet, peace and blessings be on him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet said, your brother's person is sacred, and your brother's property is sacred. And you met today for the property, and Muhammad, peace be on him, said, is sacred. And do not violate your brother's person, and do not violate your brother's property. And Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also said, help your brother. Love your brother as you love yourself. And I'm sure many of you who came here today, you don't have a personal investment as such, but you have an investment as a community. You came to your brother's aid. There are many among us of the pioneers who have been investing for 30, 20, 30, 40, 50 years now almost. And many of them have receipts showing that they have been poor people, just living off of the bare necessities, but they have saved their earnings and have been regularly making contributions for the betterment, for the building of a Muslim society, and for the betterment of the Muslim society. So they have made those contributions, and we have an obligation to them. Many of them have contributed much more than I have in terms of years of hard work, and also in terms of finance, property. They have done much more than I have, and I am their leader. And I feel an obligation to them and all of us who have sane minds and who are really responding to the religion of Islam as Muslims. All of us feel an obligation to these people because they are us. We are one. They have made great sacrifices. We had a secretary who was the leading secretary. He was a man. And already he was up in his 60s, I believe, about 61 or 62 years old. And I recall him as an old man pulling junk carts in this city. He wasn't the only one, but he was the secretary for the whole Nation of Islam, as it was called in those days, Lost Foundation of Islam. He was the secretary, and a man that should have been retired. How much were we paying him to be secretary? Nothing, except appreciation. And he was working just like everybody else, pulling the push cart. His push cart was as large as some of these small panel trucks. His push cart was the size of a cart that should be pulled by a horse. And he pulled it in summer and in winter. He pulled that cart. It was loaded down when I saw him most of the time. It was loaded down with cardboard, newspaper, rags, bottles, metal if he had it. Loaded down with the things that you sell to the junkyard. That's what he was. By name, he was a junk man. And he was the top secretary in the Lost Foundation of Islam in those days. His contribution weekly was like $20 in those days. Can you imagine that? Weekly, $20 in those days. That was his contribution. Plus, he was working as secretary, assisting my mother, who was receiving instructions from my father, who was in prison. His name is Ephraim Baha. The building that was purchased under my leadership over here is named for him, the Ephraim Baha Center. I'm sure he's very happy today if he can know what's going on in spirit or in any kind of way. If it was possible for him to know what's going on, I'm sure he'd be very happy today to know that his contributions and the contributions of so many like him have not been taken for granted or have not been ignored, but have been responded to, and you've come here as Muslims to demonstrate your support for the poor people and their wealth and their contributions, pardon me, that amounted to wealth for the Lost Foundation of Islam and now has been inherited by us by right. In court and out of court, by right. And you have responded, and we pray Allah's blessings and his choicest rewards come to each and every one of you who came here to help us in this matter. Inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen. Surely remembrance or reflection benefits the believer. When we recall the past, recall how Allah has helped us, when we recall how believers have served the welfare of their community, aren't we reflecting? Aren't we giving thought? Aren't we looking upon the situation and giving it some attention, some thought? That's reflection too. How wonderful it is that the very word, from this very word, we get dhikr and also many other expression forms, verb forms and noun forms, etc., of this word. And we get also the noun form dhakara. And we know that dhakara is the man, the man. And Allah says in the Quran, highly praises he, laysa dhakaru kal untha. The dhakir is not like the untha. The dhakir is not like the untha. The male principle is not like the female principle. And dhakaru laysa dhakaru kal untha. And God reminds us all over and over and over and over again to what? To remember. Dhakir. When you find in the Quran that those possessing this principle are those that Allah expects to be using this faculty of mind or be evidencing this faculty of mind. In the Quran, they are both males and females. Though this principle is given as a male principle, women also possess this, and women also express this principle. For he says, not only the men who recall, but also the women who remember, are the women who recall. Praise be to Allah. Our dear beloved people, we have to understand the principle of oneness in our religion, that it is a principle that deals with the whole of the Muslim life. It treats the whole of the Muslim life. It is essential in the whole of the Muslim's life. In fact, It is the principle that accounts for the wholeness of the Muslim's life. For if you think about it, the expression one, oneness, and wholeness all have something in common. For if you say oneness, singleness comes to mind. If you say wholeness, again, singleness comes to mind. But that wholeness suggests that other things have come into that and have conformed to that one form, or have found existence and unity, etc., in that one form, when we say wholeness. Ummatukum, ummatu wahida, right? Your community or your nation is one nation, one community. Ummatukum, ummatu wahida. Your nation or your community is one community. So there is oneness, isn't it? But in that idea of oneness, don't you see the wholeness? For many of us have come together in one community. Some converted from Christianity, some converted from something else, some converted from crime, some converted from foolishness, some converted from mysticism, some from superstition, etc. Some from white, some from black. Different people were converted. Some from material interest, some from moral interest, from many different facets of the society. The people have been called together into one community. One community. Then we can't allow the community to be fractionalized. The principle of Tawheed requires us to keep our community unified. We have no classism. We have no individualism. No individualism in this community. No classism in this community. No private interest in this community. There's only the common concern, the collective concern, the unified, the collective interest. There is no class, no female class, like we used to have the MGT. No male class, no FOI. We are all one class. We are Muslim class. And we function as individuals. We have our individual responsibilities, but we see those responsibilities in the light of what the common or community responsibility is. For we cannot identify our individual responsibility until we first know what the community responsibility is. So we have these individual responsibilities and the community responsibility. We have the male role and the female role in society. We don't corrupt that. We preserve that. We have to preserve those roles. But we have to remind ourselves over and over again that this is ummatun wahida, that this is one community, and that implies that there is no class, no individualism, no self-promotion, but the goal for the whole people is what all of us get behind. Praise be to Allah. Allah Most High says, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And everything, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and of everything you see in creation, خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ, have created in pairs to operate on the principle of duality. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, that you may be mindful. Again, this word is taken from the same word, ذَكَرَ, reflect, to give attention to with your mind. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, that you may reflect, or that you may be mindful. Praise be to Allah. Let's continue now the reading of this report from the Quran, or this saying in the Quran. Allah Most High says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, then flee to Allah. Flee to Allah. Look at the expression. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Now, I don't think it's accidental that this word sounds like fear. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. إِلَى اللَّهِ means to Allah. And the expression means go as in a flight, as in a hurry, as in a rush to Allah. They translated, flee to Allah. Flee to Allah. Go as by flight, in a hurry, to Allah. And you know, when we flee to something or from something, it implies fear, doesn't it? It implies fear when we are fleeing from something or fleeing to something. It implies fear. And look at the word, firru. Firru. Fa means therefore. Fa firru. Therefore flee إلى الله, to Allah. ففروا إلى الله إني لكم منه نذير مبين. For surely I am for you from him. For you from him. Lakum, for you, mean all people. Kum is plural. Lakum, for you, min who? From him, not from you. Not from you. Prophet Muhammad is not the student of the hierarchy of the elect. He's not the student of society. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. He says, Inni lakum, surely I am for you. What? Min who? From him. Nadhirun mubin. A clear warner. A clear warner. Praise be to Allah. Inni lakum minhu nadhirun mubin. Now look, it's the revelation continues. Praise be to Allah Most High. Wala taj'alu ma'allahi ilahan akhar. Wala taj'alu ma'allahi ilahan akhar. And do not make with Allah, a brain with Allah, associate with Allah, another God, another object of worship. And look again the word. Inni lakum minhu nadhirun mubin. Surely I am for you from him a clear warner. Twice as it is repeated. You won't find this again in the Quran like this. Let's repeat it. Let's read it again. These are the words of Allah Most High. I have studied them and researched them more than most of you, perhaps more than all of you. And I consider myself a teacher, a learned person in the language. By the blessings of Allah, who blessed us with everything we have. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Of everything in creation, we have made it in pairs to operate on the principle of duality, that you may be mindful, that you may reflect, that you may be mindful. Therefore, flee to Allah. Look at the connection here, at the chain in the direction of the spirit. Spirit is directed to Allah, right? To yourself first, pardon me. Directed to self first, to distinguish yourself from Allah. You're not Allah. He is Wahidul Qahhar. You're of these things created, that he have made mates one of another, functioning on the principle of duality. This is the word of God. Then he says that he has done that so you may reflect. The principle of reflection itself is by that particular principle. You can't reflect. You can't reflect by one. You must reflect by two. See how God ties it in? You can't reflect by one. You must reflect by two. For certain things register in your conscience. That's one. And then they come to your mind. That's two. Certain things register in your senses. Maybe a mosquito bites you. Right? The mosquito bits you in the flesh. That's one. You didn't know nothing about it until it registered here. That's two. For the same mosquito bit you one night and you didn't know it, because that was one. And you need two to live. You were asleep or dead, right? Praise be to Allah. Fafirru ila Allahi. Inni lakum minhu. Minhu. I am for you, surely for you, from him. Minhu. Minhu. What is it? Minhu. Nadhirum mubin. A clear warner. Did the Spirit ever come before and didn't warn clearly? Yes. Was it promised that it would come again and warn clearly? Yes. So it's repeated. وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرًا. Therefore, don't make with Allah another God. إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ. A second time. نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. A clear warner. How does this clarity come? Referring to this Christian Bible, or to the Bible of contains some of the Torah, or some of the Jewish scripture and the Christian scripture, says, and his coming shall be as the lightning, which flashes or shineth out of the east, even unto the west. And again it says that he shall come in clouds, are on clouds, on the clouds, in the clouds of heaven. And again, of the sign of this coming, he said, I speak to you now in parables, but there comes a time when I shall speak to you clearly. Who was he speaking in parables? It was the first one. And he prophesied of a second one who would speak clearly. And he called both himself. He said, I go away, and if I go away, I will send him unto you, quoting from the Christian scripture. Who is this one now who comes, and then he has to go and comes back again as himself, but not yet as himself? For he says, old scripture again, I go away, and you see me no more. But then again, you shall see me. So what is this double talk that the Quran straightens out? The will of Allah is one. It comes the first time in the flesh. And flesh wrestles with darkness and strain for clear expression. And its speaking is as the flashing of the lightning in the clouds. But then Allah calls it to dawn in the intellect, established now not on the nature of flesh, but on the order of the universal pattern that is true and universal from heaven to heaven, from boundary to boundary. And when that comes, then there comes clarity. So you see, two, minhu, nadhirun mubin. Prophet Muhammad and his mission came to speaking in parables. The first verses that they received, they marveled at those verses, but those verses were highly metaphorical. Highly metaphorical. The early verses of the Quran. The latter verses came, and as verses progressed, coming to him from God, clarity begins to come more and more, as the lightning out of the east, even unto the west, as the coming in the clouds of the heavens. The light comes in the clouds of the heavens as rain, to bring rain, indicating that rain is going to come. The waters are going to come down pure, though they are polluted on earth. Clean water coming, right? Yes. And then the water finishes. It's all finished, all released from heaven, from that particular progression. And the clouds in time disappear. They vanish from the heavens. And there's clear days, clear days. And people, they prayed for clarity, didn't they? They prayed for clarity. They want to see clearly. We know the difference between the walking on the to the light of the lightning, and the walking to the light of the sun. But the Quran gives it. saying their light is as a flashing of the light in the clouds, the lightning. It flashed, and they have a chance to walk. No one should sit back here, excuse me. And they should understand then what this means. The flashing of the lightning gives us an opportunity to walk as long as the lightning is flashing. And Jesus said, what? I am the light of the world as long as I am in the world. And the Bible says, what? His coming shall be as the lightning. So that means a spontaneous burst of awareness. A spontaneous burst of awareness. And you find many of the churches today, they still believe in that principle. They preach and they believe in the Holy Ghost, in the coming of the Holy Ghost. And they believe when the Holy Ghost come and touch someone, then that someone under the influence of the Holy Ghost, on the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, speaks the words or speaks revelation from God. Isn't that what they believe? All right. So as the lightning flashes out of the east, even unto the west, meaning that this shall go from one to the other. And we know Muslims have many ideas of the east. God speaks of the east as the east and the west, and as the two east and the two west. And we know that we pray after the tradition of Prophet Muhammad, oh God, separate me from my shortcoming as you have separated the east and the west. So we know from the indications in the religion what this is pointing to, but we don't want to spend too much time there. We only want to show Muhammad peace and blessings be on him. If the world can see Muhammad, it will be liberated. This is not the time of Jesus Christ. This is the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the world must see Muhammad now in order to live. Praise be to Allah. So dear beloved people, again, we have to do so many things here that we wouldn't have to do if we were in an Islamic state. We have to be constantly reminding ourselves of deviations from the correct procedures. When we make Jummah prayer and we turn ourselves toward Qibla, we shouldn't see anyone before us but the Imam. All the Muslims should be behind the Imam. This is our way. And though the place be crowded, you have to make room for them, accommodate them in the audience. And again, the reading of the Quran is not a part of the Jummah service. So the brother made a mistake when he said you have to delay the Quran reading. We don't have to delay the Quran reading because it's not a part of the Jummah service. We read the Quran before Jummah time. When Jummah time comes, we make the first adhan, we make the sunnah prayer, and after the sunnah prayer, the second adhan, then the khutbah, and that's it. Praise be to Allah, who has taken us as little babies and has brought us by the hand to stand on our feet. Praise be to Allah. Fadhakkir inna dhikra. فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So reflect, be mindful, for surely reflecting or remembrance, it benefits the believers. Praise be to Allah. Dear beloved Muslims, I understand these verses that I have read to you from Quran to be pointing to the difference between Prophet Muhammad and Jesus, peace be on them. I understand it also to be explaining what Jesus represented as a sign and what was carried out in the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be on him, and on Jesus Christ be peace. Dear beloved Muslims, Jesus prayed according to the Bible. He said, give us this day our daily bread. Thy kingdom come. He didn't say it's here. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. He didn't say it was already done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now we know that it is told to us in Christianity that Jesus went to heaven upon his death. And we are told that he's still in heaven. And we expect him to come down. For what? To fulfill prophecy that the kingdom shall be on earth as it is in heaven. But how does he come down? Does he come down as that Jesus? No. He said, I go away and you see me no more. But nevertheless, you shall see me. And how will you see him? Prophet Muhammad said, they shall see in the end me and Christ Jesus together. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How is Christ Jesus and Muhammad together? Muhammad, in the early part of his mission, is typical of the Spirit in Jesus. How the Holy Ghost manifests in Jesus. Jesus spoke in parables in his mission. Prophet Muhammad spoke in parables in the first part of his mission. But Prophet Muhammad didn't stop there. He fulfilled the second promise, where he would speak to you clearly. And he spoke clearly. And in speaking clearly, the kingdom was established on earth. We had an ummah established on this earth, not in the sky. There was no 12 sitting at a table in the sky. But there were all the men needed for a full-fledged community of men sitting at the table on earth with Muhammad. And the whole earth became the table, as the whole earth became the mosque. Praise be to Allah. So we should understand this and give praise to Allah and be happy that you are a member of a group of people that see what many before you couldn't see, but hoped for, held in their hearts, tried to anticipate, tried to speculate, tried to guess, what is this that the word is saying? But now you set in the clear light of the scripture, in the clear light of the scripture, in the clear light of the Quran. And who is the bringer of this light? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For he himself is the said of Prophet Muhammad, and the light came down with him. With who? With the Spirit. What body had it? Muhammad's body. Muhammad's body. The fit body, the fit vessel for that pure water and that pure light, right? Praise be to Allah. Muhammad's body had it. What did his wife say? May Allah be pleased with her? The lady Khadija, she said, you want to know Muhammad, his relationship to the Quran? Say, he was the Quran walking. He was the Quran walking. He was the lamp. The Quran was the light in the lamp. And it was walking among us, showing us the way, giving us guidance, giving us light so we could see the problem. Praise be to Allah Most High. So dear beloved people, let us understand that, because the Muslims have a distinction. We are not Christians. We are not Jews. We are Muslims. And the Muslims have their own distinction. We must know ourselves. The Muslim must know himself so he can distinguish himself from a Jew. He has to be able to distinguish himself from a Christian or anybody else. He has to be able to distinguish the prophet that he sees and accepts as the last prophet from any other prophet. He has to know himself, and he has to know his society. And dear beloved people, you can't know that until you know the Quran, because that is the light. Praise be to Allah. In that dhikra tanfa'ul mu'minin, surely reflecting benefits the believer. Praise be to Allah. So let us not be unmindful. Let us not be heedless. Let us not go carefree like in the world, without any cares or woes. But let us be concerned Muslims, and let us reflect, and let us recall the blessing of God every day, all times of day. And let us read the Quran, not only in the month of Ramadan, let us read it also during the week, every day. Let us pray five times a day. Let us not just pray when we get in a situation and we think we have to call on God for help. This is an emergency, God. We're going to pray special prayer this morning. Let us not do it at those times only, but let us work hard to establish five times a day prayer. Let us be the community, the first community in America, that opens this masjid up at fajr time. And the believers come in and they make their fajr prayer. At noontime, and they make the dhuhr prayer. And afternoon for the asr prayer. and in the evening for the Maghrib prayer, and at the night for the Isha prayer. Let us be Muslims doing what others have not done. Let us be the pioneer Muslim in the wilderness of North America. And you know it's a wilderness. All right. If it wasn't a wilderness, we wouldn't have had to demonstrate downtown today. They put a judge rope on a creature with fangs and blood dripping all out of his mouth and tell you to go to him for justice. So let us be people mindful, people heeding the guidance of God, people responding to each other's needs in light of what God has revealed. For once we become ignorant of what God has revealed, then our efforts to help each other will soon be finished. We've seen how societies have come into social awareness and how they have worked together for some social objective, and how in time they have lost that. And if you study these developments, you will see the period of loss for them was a time of turning away from God. We've seen how American people have turned away from God, have laughed at sacred matters, have put insults on the screen, and have children and grown up watching it, calling it God. Some of you perhaps saw the movie where this old man, you I think, played God. And it was so good to them, they made another movie, The Return of the False God. And how American people sit there and like it, like watching this man play with the idea of God, or watching Hollywood moneymakers play with the idea of God. I recall about 20 years ago looking at a magazine, very popular magazine, and on the front of that magazine it said, God is dead. And I'm sure many people just saw that magazine and that's what hit their mind. Those who wanted to believe they didn't have no God over them, they were helped by that. Because here is a magazine, a respectable magazine, credible magazine, now saying on its headline, on its front page, God is dead. And who was the article by? It was by a bishop in the Catholic Church. I believe the magazine was Look Magazine. Might have been Life, but I believe it was Look Magazine. I just saw that. It was a young man. And it really hurt me. It hurt me because I believed in God at that time. I saw God as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught me to see God. But I believed in God. And I was no less dignified than the Christian. In fact, I was more dignified than Christian Black. Because at least we did associate Black with our God. They had a man God and didn't associate no Black with it. So at least I was a little more dignified. It did include us. And I believed in that at that time, and I was religious. And that's what you have to understand. And not only me, most of the members of my family were religious. Still are, I believe. And they had really the fear of God in them while they were worshiping God as Farad Muhammad or W.D. Farad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad had the fear of God in him while he was worshiping God. I guess, I'm not sure of that, because he was a powerful medicine man. I guess he was worshiping him as W.F. Muhammad or W.D. Farad. I don't know. I'm not sure of that. But I know we were, and I know one thing, he certainly was serious about the worship of God. He believed in God, and he was serious about that. And we survived now to grow out of those old New Testament ideas of God That's what it all was. Nothing but Old and New Testament idea of God. If you look at God in the Old Testament, Old Testament gives God as a man. Talks about his feet. Talks about his stomach. His bowels in heaven. The thundering of the heavens as what's going on in his bowels. And his nose being high above that. The smell of the earth ascending up to his nose, to his nostrils. That's the Old Testament. Then the New Testament just go on and just say, well, here it is. Here's a man.